Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. It's awesome to have you with us, man alive. It's been a pretty stressful week and a bit. I mentioned last week that I was on the road. The good news is I'm back home, and love being home, but last week really put me under a bit of pressure with regards to what we're doing here at the Kona Edge, just from a work balance perspective. I seem to be getting my head above water, so we've missed one or two days, but we are catching up. Don't stress about that. And thank you so much for listening. It is much appreciated. I've had a couple of emails, people asking what's happened to me as well. If I've fallen off the face of the planet, the good news is I am back, just trying to find my feet. It was a great conference. It was called Radio Days Africa. And I was lucky enough to speak on a continental stage about podcasting, which is pretty exciting. And I'm going to mention it. If anybody's interested in starting their own podcast, I've got a pretty cool resource that you can check out called thepodcastingacademy.com. So that's thepodcastingacademy.com. If you'd like to start your own podcast, go check that out. It is pretty comprehensive from start to finish. We'll get your own podcast up and running. Literally, if you do a little bit each day for 3 weeks, or you can take a weekend, go through that entire course and bang it out and have it up and running in just a couple of days. So go check it out. That's thepodcastingacademy.com. And today's podcast, by the way, we head back to the south of France to talk to a legend who returns. He is phenomenal. Got a great story. If you haven't heard that story, go back and I'll put the link in the show notes to this episode of the Kona Edge. But it's wonderful to be able to welcome Rudolf von Berg Senior on to the show. We're going to talk a little bit about his run today. Don't forget as well, if you'd like to win an entry into a half Ironman race, all you need to do is text the word Ironman to 44222. That's if in the United States. That's 44222. Text the word Ironman and I'll send you all the details. Or if you'd like, you can just head over to thekonaedge.com/win. That's thekonaedge.com/win. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Coach Parry Triathlon Coaching. With a passion for high-performance sport, Lindsay Parry is one of South Africa's most widely recognized and respected coaches. Having led a team to the London and Rio Olympic Games, Lindsay has coached both triathletes and runners onto podiums of some of the world's most illustrious races. Lindsay has the unique ability to understand what it takes to succeed at any level and thrives on coaching, motivating and inspiring others to do the same. To find out more about working with Coach Parry, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or if you have a coaching business and you'd like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Rudolf, let's talk a little bit about your run. And you also mentioned you're not running as much as you used to from a volume perspective. Is that just a timing thing in your life now, or is that preservation sort of keeping your body in one piece, basically, so that you can race for the next 20 years?
No, exactly. It's purely preservation. I had that very bad accident, five years ago where I lay down. I stayed laid down on the back for 2 months without moving. It was horrendous, so I lost all muscles, everything. And it took me 2 years to come back. And it happened in biking, it didn't happen in running. But the connection with running is that I realized after that, I mean, the pounding of the running is really the sport that injured most triathletes. So if you want to be able to keep on running all your life, you have to really run smart. You cannot put weeks of 80-100 kilometers. But already when I was 45-50 years old, I stopped doing that because I realized that it's impossible that I would keep on being healthy doing that. Also, I have a slight, I have a kneecap on the right knee that goes to the right when I bend a lot my legs. So that's something which is structural. It's genetic to me. It was diagnosed when I was 45 years old. So the doctor told me, well, you don't have cartilage anymore on the right side of the kneecap because your kneecap naturally moves to the right when you bend your knee more than 90 degrees. So we advise not to do that anymore. But the advice we can give you is, it seems paradoxical, but never stop running, never stop, you know, doing sports. You're doing triathlon, great. Never stop biking, swimming, running. Keep on doing the rest of your life. Never stop. That's the secret. If you never stop, maybe I'll never see you again in the next 30 years. Because even though you don't have cartilage on that part of the kneecap, and even though some doctors told me it's impossible with a knee like that to be able to run or to bike 4 hours, you've been doing it since it was diagnosed, you know, 10 years ago. You've won, what, 7, 8 world championship? Even though the x-rays tells the doctors that you cannot do it, but you're doing it. So keep on doing it for the rest of your life. And which means in terms of running, I basically never run 2 days in a row. In fact, my training week is, and I never do one of the two serious sports because I don't consider, you know, swimming the serious sport. So the bike and the running, I never do them the same day. You know, I don't do bricks anymore. So I do running one day, bike the next, then run, then bike, then run. So usually it's 4 times bike, 3 times run, because run is harder than bike. So for the body, so I'm not going to run 4 times and bike 3 times. And for the running, you know, basically I start now to have what I consider long run, because, but you know, that's also a point that I would suggest to people to do. I mean, don't do long runs longer than 130, 140. I mean, it's really no use. No use at our age to do 2 hours, 2 hours, you know, a 30 minutes run, which in a certain way will prepare you better to do a marathon at the end of an Ironman, theoretically. I'm not even convinced that it will help you doing better. You know, for the reason I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, that physiologically at our age we're really not ready to race a marathon at the end of an Ironman. So I think what people have to do is to be ready to run well a half marathon. In fact, that was my strategy last year, you know, to be able to be ready for the half marathon. Then the rest, it's survival mode until the finish line. And all of us at our each at our own level. Of course, I'm not at the level that everybody is, because I'm going to Hawaii to win. I'm not going to Hawaii to be second. So it's perhaps easy for me to tell people, okay, you know, I have a half an hour lead, you know, after the bike, so I can afford to only race the half marathon, and then the rest I'll just survive until the finish line, because it doesn't matter. I have a 30 minutes lead or 40 minutes lead or a 1 hour lead like I had in Nice. But I think it's really true for all of us at our old age. You know, once you are over 50, 55, 60, if you want to keep on doing that the rest of your life, really cut down on the mileage in the run. I mean, you can have a long run around 1 hour, 1 hour 15, and then you have two other runs between 45 minutes and an hour. And just with, you know, some picking up, like I have very often, they are long faux plats in French, we say. You know, it's not flat, it's going slightly uphill. They are not very tremendous hills, and they last 5 to 8 minutes. And I force myself to take a time there. So I approach my anaerobic threshold and I do two or three of those within the training of 50, 55 minutes, 45 minutes, whatever. And I do that, you know, at least once a week, sometimes two, because I've noticed at our age, if you don't do intensity every week, you lose it extremely fast. If I stop 4 days, when I start again on the fifth day, I feel I haven't done sports for, you know, for the last 2 months. And I had to stop for traveling reasons at one point last year for a week. And I felt I didn't do any sports for the last 6 months when I started. And it takes so long to come back after that. Mm. So I advise people to really never stop. Never take long rests more than 1 or 2 days. And to not follow the usual route that we were following when we were 30, 40 years old. you know, to put a very long base of 3 months of endurance, cardiovascular endurance, intensity level, training, but to put real intensity, which is close to anaerobic threshold, really very fast once you start, you know, let's say once you took your 2 or 3 weeks off at the end of the previous season, but 2 or 3 weeks off, which are active. You know, it's not that you don't do anything for the 3 weeks. You still become active. But as soon as you prepare your next season, put intensity really right away in your training. I would not say that to somebody 30 years old, even maybe 40. But after 50 and definitely after 60, your heart rate has to have that reminder. Yes, I can reach 160. I can reach 165. You know, I know how to do it, because I'm doing it every week. You don't want your heart rate not to be doing it for a month or 2 months. Then it's extremely hard to come back.
And that's it for another edition of the Cone Edge. Thanks for joining us today. Much appreciated. I really enjoy spending time with you on a daily basis, and I hope that you get something out of these podcasts. Today's Cone Edge review on iTunes. By the way, those reviews really just help us grow and get in front of more people. And this one is from, let me see if I can get this, Lib Langway, I do believe, in the United Kingdom, saying inspirational 5 stars, an absolute must if you dream of that Kona qualification. Thank you so much for that review. Don't forget as well to leave your Twitter or Instagram handle on that review so that I can send you a shout out on social media. I love getting these reviews, and as I said, it's like our virtual tip jar. It just helps us grow the podcast from strength to strength. It is growing on a monthly basis, and one of the main reasons are those iTunes reviews. So until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.